Well, I just want to begin by extending my condolences to the Floyd family. They exemplify spiritual nobility. That's very important. Long history, 400 years of black people having to come to terms with these kinds of vicious murders and assassinations and attacks. But I think what we're really experiencing here, though, brother, and I say this in all honesty and deep sadness, because, you know, I've been trying to bear witness for over 53 years, telling the truth and trying to say something about the least of these. But I think we are witnessing America as a failed social experiment. And what I mean by that is that the history of black people for over 200 and some years in America has been looking at America's failure. Its capitalist economy could not generate and deliver in such a way that people could live lives of decency. The nation state, its criminal justice system, its legal system could not generate protection of rights and liberties. And now our culture, of course, is so market-driven, everybody for sale, everything for sale. It can't deliver the kind of really real nourishment for soul, for meaning, for purpose. And so when you get this perfect storm of all of these multiple failures at these different levels of the American empire, and Martin King already told us about that. When I saw those pictures there in Atlanta, you could see Martin right there in Atlanta saying, I told you about militarism. I told you about poverty. I told you about materialism. I told you about racism in all of its forms, whatever forms it takes. I told you about xenophobia. And what we've seen in America is now these chickens coming home to roost. You're reaping what you sow, and in this instant, you have Brother George, where it is so clear, it is a lynching at the highest level. Nobody can deny it, and I thank God that we have people in the streets. Can you imagine this kind of lynching taking place, and people are indifferent, people don't care, people are callous? You have just a few people out there with signs. I recall the moments in which during the Reagan years, there was a few of us out there. In the 60s, you had masses out there. Now you got a younger generation of all of these different colors and genders and sexual orientations saying, we won't take it any longer. But you know what's sad about it though, brother? At the deepest level, it looks as if the system cannot reform itself. We've tried black faces in high places. Too often our black politicians, professional class, middle class, become too accommodated to the capitalist economy, too accommodated to the militarized nation state, too accommodated to the market-driven culture tied with celebrity status, power, fame, all of that superficial stuff that means so much to so many fellow citizens. And what happens? What happens is we got a neo-fascist gangster in the White House.
An American poem about ship. here's some American shit, some American poetry, something about ghettos, of Italians, of Jews, of Germans, of niggas, about abandoned projects and lead poison and poverty and children in jail. I want to hear a poem about picket lines and a Joe Hill legend, struggle for an 8-hour day. Hey, hey you, hey you, hey, hey you, where are all the American poems about Harlem number runners and barbershop conversations about colored faces on colored TVs? I want to hear an American poem as American as jazz, as a South Bronx burner, branded on abandoned buildings, a scratch tune, a break beat, a bass spinner, a beatbox, a rap song in Congo squares, niggas beating on buckets on Broad Street, as American as the Zulu Nation and Latin Kings. I want to hear an American poem about a dead girl on Chadwick Avenue with a bullet in the neck from a cop doing his job ordered by fascism and crack cocaine. You know, something made in the USA. Something American and Afro-Cuban, New Yorkian, Latin tinge, beating bull-biting Flint Eye, spiraling out of the wide-open tenement windows in the middle of the winter on the verge of East Harlem or North Newark. Poems of brown colonies of albinos being tortured for breathing Taino blood, screaming African tongue, dialoguing in Spanish for being him, Puerto Rican self, and worst of all, loving it. My God, where the hell is all the American poetry? Not poems about your attic, not poems about how your clothes fit, or fucking poems and stale slobber, nor the night before, or the morning after. I don't want to hear about your shoes, or your statue, and your fantasies. There's no more American poetry, just death marches and stoic laughter and niggas being funny. No American poems. I won't boost your ego, play your song, boost your morale, make you comfortable shit. I want to hear an American poem, something native, like smallpox, like Trail of Tears, like Wounded Knee. I want to hear an American poem with American images, like Welcome Back Cotter or White Shadow or Different Strokes, about white guys who died helpless niggas to the light. American, you know, something that represents us, a colored rainbow, a big bright fist, a uncorrected sentence, some improper English shit, as American as COINTELPRO, as American as COINTELPRO, as Peekskill, New York, as Robinson singing out the back of his truck, like Nina Simone playing at the Village Gate with Baldwin next to her on a piano stool, and a Miriam Amina Baraka in the audience, air filled with smoke, cognac, and Mississippi goddamn. Capture that moment, see if you can see that shit, an American masterpiece, an American poem, something, something American, like the Red Summer, Strange Fruit, Pomeroy. Hey you, no you, no you, you.
realize the contempt he has for Mexicans. Make America hate again would be the appropriate slogan, with his blatant disrespect for women as he brags about the women he grabs, shows his evil intentions. While he's complaining about fake news, women of the world are out here screaming, "Me too, me too, me too." This is the world of 45, a world of hate, evil, and pride. Rhetoric and blatant disrespect. No accountability. Stifle my country with this tomfoolery. Making America hate again. MAGA even has its own acronym. America already had her issues, and now we gotta deal with his too. Broke every norm in politics. Consistently from the truth he deflects, with no regrets. Acting like some kind of hero, as he threw paper towels at the people of Puerto Rico. Insensitive to their pain, as he flung them in the air, like it was a game. Damn, no shame. As he continues to make America ashamed again.
Repeat that line. Gang bangers, it's time to unite. put down those guns and stop the black on black crime. Our ancestors turning over in their graves, brokenhearted on what they went through and how we behaved. Bringing down a neighborhood, smiling like we understood. Picking fights over drugs, scheming with thugs, setting up your friends you claim you love. In jail, snitches. For little snacks, you become bitches. Raw. Uncut hardcore. This will not be televised. You will not see this on Fox 5. Because it's too raw. Uncut hardcore.
beat. I'd be over by the speaker with the percussion with a whole lot of bass. See, 'cause this here can't go to waste. Make you create dance steps that you can't repeat. 'Cause you were so caught up.
your body.
Resist, 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 resist.
Morris and Day.
Follow me, Daraye.